You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
The playoffs have indeed arrived because the Menchies are getting more and more toxic from every direction. I'm getting it from Heat fans, from Sixers fans. I'm getting the tweets. This is what Le Batard wanted, y'all. Don't forget that. And I don't know whether it's from Heat fans or Sixers fans.
It's from Heat fans.
It can be. Yeah. I do want it. Please. Best of three against two MVPs. Yes, please. God almighty. Yes, please. Fun and fear. And there's a guy in a mask and he's got to go on the road and win in game seven. Yes, please. As we argue about whether Jokic should be the MVP or whether Embiid should be the MVP.
Well, you've got it. It was a lot easier, though, when Embiid was not playing, right? When they had faith in DeAndre Jordan.
That's an astute observation from you. I know that after Doc said many times, we believe in DeAndre Jordan. We like DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan has vanished. Yeah. He has been abducted. He was allowing a historic amount of offense.
The guys don't believe in him anymore.
That was 2 games ago. That is not now.
I do love the outrage from Philly fans that Embiid did not win the MVP. Jokic did. Back-to-back MVPs for him. I didn't think he was the MVP this year. I actually thought it was Joel Embiid. But it's not that they're angry their guy didn't win it. They're acting like Jokic has no business winning it, which is laugh out loud fun. Like he's a bad basketball player.
Philadelphia fans love their people and Joel Embiid when they give their people things to feel good about. And Joel Embiid, the last 2 games, has been heroic. Their team looked sloppy, disorganized. It was the end of the process 2 games ago. Oh, you can't do it with Harden. Oh, he's fat. Oh, everyone is headed to Cabo. And then he returns in a literal mask, a supervillain, somebody who likes to troll people, knows he's better than everyone else, tells Heat fans or whoever to suck it with a double chop. Whoever, just a general suck it sent into the atmosphere, sent it everybody. I'm back with a mask. I'm the MVP. That's great theater. And he is limited, but you have seen a difference. And this is the big part of it to me. Oh, look, they can't guard him and James Harden. James Harden is going to make some shots. They're going to be hard shots. Those are all that game was won. If Philadelphia was going to fold, it was won with 3 bad shots that James Harden took late. I would
keep taking those shots.
I would say those are bad shots, but he made all 3 of them.
Right, but those are shots. I'm comfortable. If they're going to beat me with Harden hitting those shots, okay, we're beat. But I don't think Harden can hit those shots every single night.
He's
not anymore.
MVP, Stugatz.
I know.
He's an MVP.
It's simultaneously, I agree with you. If you're going to try and get someone in this series to beat you, it would be James Harden. And they did by aggressively fronting Joel Embiid with Bam Adebayo.
I did not even know that Embiid could be guarded by a single man out there fronted. I did not know that that's a thing. Bam did indeed erase Embiid late. Fourth quarter, Embiid scored 0 points. However, you need to choose. And the choice was, okay, Harden, go ahead and shoot those out there in a way you couldn't. You were under, your numbers were woeful when you had to do it by yourself, but here's a little more space. And it's why they were paired together. It's why they were put together. And you say that, I'll live with Harden taking that shot. But it's up in the air now in game seven in the last couple of minutes. And you're a Heat fan. You don't want that shot up in the air. You fear that shot.
Can I ask a question?
Hold on a second. Okay. I'd rather have that shot in the air than any shot Embiid's taking. I'd rather have a step back James Harden three feet behind the three-point line than any shot Embiid would take to break my heart.
Okay, but you're going to have
to. But you have to pick one. That's what I'm saying. I pick
choose,
him.
Well, we weren't choosing six games ago. It's the defense is so good that you don't have enough. Oh, yeah, maybe you do.
Right.
Because you got two of them, and you need two of them. And that's built around two of them. They traded a Curry brother. They traded Andre Drummond. They are thin. They are thin because they're like, all right, we'll take our playoff chances with Harden and Embiid.
Can I ask a question that is related to which shot you would rather have been taken or whatever as the Heat defense? Why has Caleb Martin only played 2 minutes in the last two games? And Victor Oladipo all of a sudden is this mainstay who is atrocious defensively and is trying to rekindle some sort of weird old flame offensively that doesn't really fit what's happening on the floor? That's a question. I'm watching that game yesterday. I'm like, is Caleb Martin sick? I get it. It's the playoffs and it's his first go around or whatever. But I thought he played pretty well throughout the Atlanta series as far as being a solid defensive player and not being a liability offensively. And I'm watching Victor Oladipo and say, where has he earned all this trust? This isn't Dwayne Wade in the twilight where, like, well, it's Wade. Remember all those great times him and Spo had? This is a dude who's been hurt for 2 years.
And he was dominating the ball in a way Tyler Hero. I would have preferred Tyler Hero was
absolutely
the one.
It's interesting that he's saying he's playing atrocious defense, Oladipo, because that's why he's in there, right? Duncan is completely irrelevant in this series because he can't play defense. Oladipo can play defense. So that's interesting that they're sticking with it.
He's asking about Caleb Martin. Yeah.
No. I'm saying, but Oladipo, the reason he's playing is because he's supposedly good at defense. That's crazy that they're staying with him even when he's not.
They also need a measure of ball handling with Kyle Lowry being in and out of the game at all times. Like, I don't know if you're going to have Caleb Martin walk the ball up the floor.
This is the thing I wanted to ask Amin. I don't know how to. I really don't know how to do this. Kyle Lowry, if what is better in this sport is you're a step better, and now I take your hamstrings, or now I make you a percentage of explosive that you were before, but my choice is between trusting Kyle Lowry, veteran leader, not going to shrink up on me, even though his veteran leadership has resulted in a whole lot of playoff losing, and his playoff statistics before Kawhi Leonard got there were epically, him and DeRozan, epically bad as you've ever seen. But the Heat are trusting injured Kyle Lowry over the last two games, who's been awful and limping awful. He hasn't done very much, and there is no soothing when your choices are the names that no one fears nationally. Gabe Vincent, and you're talking about Caleb Martin and Max Strus.
But are those guys healthy a better option than Kyle Lowry?
I never know how to do this one. I mean, you come from management. You tell me how the fractions get made on analysis. When I'm out there watching yesterday and I'm like, Kyle Lowry has no legs. His jumper's got no legs on it. I don't want him out there. He's limping every time he misses a shot. He's having trouble getting back on defense. Okay, they're going to keep choosing that because they need the ball movement.
The conventional wisdom is that a guy like Spo will look at a Kyle Lowry and a Victor Oladipo and value the experience they bring to the table. That theoretically, put in those positions, in those situations, they'll do the things that need to get done in order for us to win this game. That's the theory there. To me, Oladipo way more than Lowry. Lowry, you're right, isn't moving great, but I do trust that he'll make the right decisions within his physical capability.
But we only trust that because of a championship he won because of Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I mean, we trust it because he's been in the league for, 15 years or whatever it is. That's the reason why, right? Because it's like, this guy's been around the block and he knows. But I'm watching Oladipo, and again, you look at the plus minus, and again, it's a rough metric, but for the night, -2, -5, -1, +2, -7, -9, -6, +2, -2, -12. Guess which one Oladipo was? He's brutal. And I don't know. I mean, when you're up 2-0 in a series, do you play a guy so he can start getting his rust off or whatever? That's cool.
No,
but
that's
now
what,
it's 2-2.
No, this is what they were doing. This is what they were trying. When they went through that four-game losing streak where Spo is throwing a clipboard and Jimmy Butler's agitated, and the reports are Jimmy Butler does not want to play with Victor Oladipo on the court at the same time. When that was happening, the Miami Heat were trying to figure out after a season of success, can we assess Oladipo and Markieff Morris and the spacing and how it all it works over the last couple of months of the season and keep the one seed? Can we see it? And I thought from that assessment, I thought we will not see Morris and Oladipo
right.
in the playoffs, period, hard stop. They were not good enough during the season, even with a 40-point game. Now, I thought they'd made the assessment the other way. We're going with the guys who got us the number one seed. And then this is what happens as things get tightened and pressure rises, and now you're playing Embiid and Harden, and it's a three-game series. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust culture development, or do you trust free agent mercenary Oladipo trying to play for a contract who's dying to get out there over the last couple of months? His story's amazing.
Well, they're kind of telling you, Dan. Do they trust?
Well, but it's only because Kyle Lowry's hurt, though.
Right.
I don't know that this is what we'd be seeing if... I don't know. They need somebody to go out there and hand... Man, Oladipo was guarding Embiid some. They got into so much foul trouble. You can't have that.
And again, this is the part where I wish I had truth serum for Spo. I'm like, tell me what you really see out there and say, I'm going to play this guy over that guy. I don't get it. I'm watching... There was a play where he was guarding Harden... And Hero was guarding, I think it was Jordan Yang. And then they got on a switch, and Oladipo kind of got clipped on the switch. And as Niang is passing the ball to Harden, Oladipo's out there clapping his hands at the ref about, hey, what about that? I'm like, guard the man with the ball who, of course, drains the three. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're the vet. You're supposed to be above this to execute in those moments. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, why is he there? Like, there's a moment where I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God. And then I looked at his minutes, I'm like, why is he playing so many minutes? What's so special about him? They're, oh, no, trust me. I mean, he's going to come through. I just don't get it. And I get it. Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent and all these guys are young and never been in these positions before. But there's an element of like, man, you're putting your faith on someone who is betraying you real time over and over again. At what point do you say, F it. Let me try the kid again, who's played 2 minutes in the last two games.
It seems like they need offense, though. And that's why Oladipo would get... No, I mean, to me, in the last two games, they've scored 79 and 108, I think, which is well above their season average, especially game three. They need offense. Like, on a night where Jimmy brings it, on a night where Bam brings it, on a night where Tyler Hero does not, they need a third guy to score. He's your best option, is he not?
Don't get me started on Bam.
Why?
This guy.
What happened there?
I don't get why he's terrified on offense. Where he went in a time machine and went back to rookie year Bam. I just set screens and dribble handoffs. Don't give me the ball to try and drive past people or create offense or do any of those things that make me special. He's turned himself into, yes, he did a great job defensively on Embiid. But he just turned himself into basically the smallest version of himself. As I just come in here, rebound, play defense, set good screens, and everyone else is... responsibilities to offense. And that's another area of issue.
Let me ask you this, though, because you say, why did he regress back to rookie Bam? And I don't understand why this would get lost in the analysis. He wasn't rookie Bam in the first two games of this series. What changed in game three? Oh, there's a dude who's more giant than him, who's roaming around in the paint. I'm not saying that he can't be more aggressive and stuff, but you're going to tell me that the difference between being guarded by DeAndre Jordan and having a historically bad defensive performance with DeAndre Jordan on the field, historically, like you're looking at the numbers and you're like, this is the best offense ever. Whenever DeAndre Jordan's on the court, Bam is going to feast. And then you put the MVP or close to MVP out there, and just the physical nature of his body, and you're playing him all game, and you're tired, and you got fouls. Like, how aggressive, and you missed most of the third quarter because you got fouls. Like, how aggressive can he be?
He still had 21 points. I mean, he was efficient. He had 21 points.
He had 21 points in the role of just one of the guys. And I think this is the part, Dan, if we're saying this guy's a star, if Jimmy Butler's telling us this guy's the best player on the team, at some point you have to act like it. You can't, well, there's a pretty good player on the other side, so I'll just be a role player. No, this is the burden of stardom, is that you got to say, I'm better than him. Give me the ball. Make him guard
me. But the same could be said
for his thumb and all that stuff.
The same could be said for Tyler Hero. I mean,
sure,
we're blasting the guy who showed up yesterday. The guy who didn't show up was Tyler Hero.
First of all,
he was 9 of 12 against Embiid.
9 of 12 on some Jimmy Butler drove and the defense collapsed and they pass it, bam, bam, dunks. He's not Rudy Gobert.
Right.
He's a guy you throw the ball to, can dribble, can attack off the dribble, can pull Embiid out, can make him. Man, Jimmy Butler did it to Embiid. Up and unders and all that stuff. Bam can do all that stuff, but he's not. He's not. And as far as Tyler Hero goes, when you put the other guy, the black hole in there, and then you wonder, why is Tyler playing poorly? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because the guy who should have the ball in his hands is him, and it's not.
Let's talk about some of this alpha stuff, Stugatz. The alpha stuff of, let's go through the roots of Jimmy Butler's journey here. Goes Chicago, 8 seed Minnesota, emasculates Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns in a way that Karl Anthony Towns has still not recovered from, and Andrew Wiggins needed to go to Golden State in order to soothe. And then he goes to Philadelphia, and all the reports are the only guy who is a guy in there with him that connects on the level that I'm the peer and equal of Embiid is Jimmy Butler. That Ben Simmons gets squeezed out by whatever it is that was happening with Tobias Harris. Jimmy Butler got to Philadelphia, where Jimmy Butler is still on Instagram fooling around with Embiid, F your mask. Mm. And when Embiid knocks him down, Embiid is helping him up off the court because they clearly respect each other. They do not hate each other. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this alpha stuff, because what Butler did at the rim again and again at Embiid was like, I've practiced against you forever. Those are difficult shots against Embiid. Like, Embiid is a beast. And Jimmy Butler's like, no, I'm going to back him down. I'm going to try and back down Embiid and get my points at the rim. That's the alpha shit that Amin is asking. Hey, Bam. Physically, you're bigger, stronger, faster, younger than Jimmy Butler. You've improved your offensive game. We've been asking you to be aggressive. Can you be aggressive against this? Because this is bigger, stronger, and faster than you, and it's injured. And when someone's injured in that sport where there's a weakness, Duncan Robinson is not allowed to play. You got to get off the court. When there's a weakness, we will go and seize it. I mean, saying, hey, Bam, go be better than injured. Go be better than injured Embiid.
And I understand it, and I'm saying that Bam was good enough yesterday for them to win. He wasn't great. He was good enough. The guy who also needs to apply that to his game is Tyler Hero. I mean,
Just general three-point shooting.
Yes.
You can't win a playoff game going 7 of 35 from 3.
Right.
You just can't, like, and down the end, when Jimmy Butler kept again and again going at the teeth of this defense, they would get twos, and the Sixers would respond with threes.
Right.
The end of that game was a math problem for the Heat. They could only get twos. And James Harden produced several huge shots at the end of the game. The shot's worth more. You're not going to be able to catch up that way.
Don't get too excited, Dan, about the math changing in this sport. But it's a good point. It's not any one thing. It's not Bam's fault that they lost. It's not Victor Oladipo's fault that they lost. It's not the shooting's fault that they lost. It's not Spo's fault for not playing certain guys that they lost. But when you combine all those things, it makes it hard to win. And that's what the playoffs are about. It's about that chess match and making incremental victories here that end up being the total victory. So yes, I could say, man, if Oladipo plays a little less, maybe Tyler Hero plays better, maybe Caleb Martin defends better, maybe we get some perimeter shooting that's a little bit better, and then maybe Bam, because everything else is working, he gets to be more aggressive in spaces where the defense just can't focus on him, and maybe they end up winning that game. But when you make all of those different, you know, like little mini tests, you fail them all, then yeah, it's hard to say, and then we almost won the game, even though they lost by 8 points.
We'll get to Stugatz's weekend observations in a second, but can you give us some fresh thoughts on how you think the last parts of the Celtics-Bucks game should have been officiated?
I mean, like, they were going to do that. You know how I think you should have officiated? No more reviews. Just get rid of reviews. The call is the call. If you don't like it, go cry about it. Because we reviewed all that stuff. We waited, and they still didn't like the call. So what's the point? Yes, did Giannis goaltend? Absolutely he goaltended. He knocked that thing all the way out, right? Did Marcus Smart get fouled shooting three? Looked like it, definitely. But they called it two. I'm sick and tired of us just, we're doing this thing where all we're doing is complaining about men and women watching TV, right? That's what it is. It's like, wait a second, hold on, I got to watch some TV now. And we're watching TV, and then some people in Secaucus are watching TV too. We're all watching TV and like, hey, I watched TV, this is what happened. Like, no, let's just play this damn game and get it over with.
And what are you laughing about, Chris Cody? Is it just the word Secaucus?
Yes, always. Gets me every time. Jason Tatum's going to the line for three there, though. I mean, Marcus Smart doesn't get that call. He'll never get that call, and he doesn't deserve to get that call. He's Marcus Smart.
But that's what I feel like, Greg Cody, I remember a day where we didn't question this. Where we didn't say, hey, if Michael Jordan did that, he'd get that call. But because it's Randy Brown, he didn't get the call. Well, yeah, no one showed up to watch Randy Brown win the game. We showed up to watch Michael Jordan win the game. And it was fun, and we lived with it, unless you were on the losing side, in which case he gets all the calls. But that's part of sports. But now what do we have? Well, actually, if you freeze it down to the second frame here, you can see very clearly that his foot has a sliver of daylight. Who cares, nerd? Play basketball.
Jessica just pointed.
He's right.
Wait, but
he
just,
is right. That's Jessica, Secaucus.
When he did the voice, Jessica pointed at Whittingham, and then as she was pointing at Whittingham, because she was saying that voice was Whittingham, Amin yelled at Whittingham, "Who cares, nerd?"
But he just gave me the most scathing look. Oh my
while
God.
To be fair, you were pointing at just the nerdy voice. Amin exacerbated matters by while you were pointing at him saying, "Who cares, nerd?"
I'm like a T-Rex.
It's the voice that Chris Cody does at the end of Mystery Crate every week.
When Amin started to make that voice, I felt the room looking at me. Because I also ready to provide the counter argument. I was like, oh no, I'm just falling into the bear trap that he's laid for me.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor, before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
Don Lebatard.
Earlier in the show, the question was asked, what would Stu Gatz do with one invisible day?
Stu Gatz.
One day where he could be invisible. We decided that during banking hours, he would choose a weekday. He would rob all the banks in the universe from 8 to 5. And then at night, he would alter sporting event results by being an invisible man in games he had bet on.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stu Gatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Let's do Stu Gatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations are brought to you by Miller Lite. Dan, last year, we looked at it with utter bewilderment. It was a weekly super spreader event, the likes of which we have never seen. We asked ourselves, in the middle of a pandemic, how is this being allowed? This year, I'm not certain we shouldn't be asking the exact same question. But no one cared then, and they most certainly don't care now. Because with the Celtics in town and the series knotted at one game apiece, Milwaukee Bucks fans were out in full force. And Dan, just like that, make no mistake about it, the Deer District is back.
Super spreaders. That's all you accused that district of being.
I was right. There was a report later on that said it was a super spreader. How about that? So we're doing it again. Bad idea. Speaking of back, the Derby. Imagine how good Luka would be if he wasn't fat. Sorry. Death, taxes, and the Danny Green game. Speaking of death, how is Jimmy Goldstein still alive?
Oh, wow.
Come on.
What do you mean? What happened there? Come on. I'm just asking a question. I saw front row, Chris Paul, shaking hands, hanging out. I didn't know.
I mean.
Should we get him on again?
Yes.
No. No is the answer.
Why'd you ask? I
mean, 2 years ago, I learned that was a bad idea.
Stugatz was trying to use Jimmy Goldstein for all his contacts, and then we just realized we looked up, we were talking to a yammering old person.
Yeah. I'll try again, though.
Because Stugatz was trying to milk him for all sorts of grift and gifts.
But now that I know he's alive, I'm happy to try again. Should we try it? Let's try it. I have his number.
No, we shouldn't try it. Billy is right. Billy asked the question to bother us. Billy did not expect both of us to say yes.
If you are a broadcaster broadcasting a game from Washington, D.C., you have to say the nation's capital at least one time. You have to, right? Witty, am I right?
Such a great show.
Put it on the poll, please, at Levitard Show.
Tyrese Maxey, game 3, 0 points. In the first half, 21 points in the second. You, of course, know what that means, Dan.
I don't know.
It means it was a tale of two halves.
It's true.
Yes, it was.
You didn't know that, huh?
Well, I sent you that bad beat. I suffered.
And you still didn't know.
Maxey, I had Maxey under 20 and a half points. He scored 0 in the first half. It's a classic all beat. Maxey under 20 and a half points. 0 in the first half, 21 in the second half, but not just 21. He made in a blowout game the last three-pointer to go from 18 to 21 with 20 seconds left in a game. He had no business being in it again. And it's just a brutal loss. That's why I know what Maxey did this weekend.
But you didn't. Weird.
But it was a tale of two halves.
Yes. You know what the T in Tyrese stands for, Dan?
Tale of two halves.
Boom! Now you're on it.
It should stand for you telegraph.
Nothing like a little 1 p.m. hockey start on a Saturday. Something I like to call a little Saturday matinee.
You didn't like it earlier, I thought.
No, I said I loved it.
Okay, that was
Witty didn't like it. I love a 1 o'clock start.
Got to ramp up.
Jessica also loves a 1 o'clock start.
In bed by 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
What? In bed for... For the night?
Little nap.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Afternoon nap.
Early night.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. 7 o'clock start tonight, Smitty. You know what the S in Capitals goalie Ilya Samsonov stands for?
No.
Stood on his head. UB Brown's favorite player, by far, in the NBA, is Al Horford. Yeah. Marcus Smart, greatest purposely missed free throw of all time.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Skill.
If I need a guy to miss one on purpose, I'm going with Marcus Smart, right?
Either him or Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace was really good at it too for some reason.
Oh, man. You are good today. Dan, you know what the P in Florida Panthers stands for?
I'm scared.
Not playoffs.
That. Okay.
Know what the F stands for?
No.
What happened? Rich Strike. Do it in the Preakness.
That horse came from, that was one of
the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The best comeback. Was that the longest of long shots too? Like what?
80 to 1.
Yeah, it was in this race. I haven't looked up historically, but it was 80 to 1 to win the Kentucky Derby.
And catches, hunts everyone down from behind, looking like a video game at the end. 80 to 1 odds.
Like in 12th. And there didn't appear to be a route. It somehow weaved.
There was no.
It
opened up, there was no opening for that. I did not.
At
see
the end, it opened up. You got that inside lane. Yeah.
Then afterward, tried to eat the other horses. Did you guys see that?
Yes, unbelievable. I don't,
if we saw an athlete who did something amazing on the court, and then afterwards was going arr, 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 at everyone else, would we just be like, "Wow, he really brought it today"?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Did Rich strike a DRS? We'll have fun humor.
I love the idea of an athlete.
You deserve this.
Of an athlete like that horse, like Embiid going to the Heat locker room and now trying to bite Jimmy Butler after the
the happiest moment of this horse's life. And it's just acting
and it tries to eat whatever he wants.
How much coke was that horse on? That's what I'm asking.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Was the Kentucky Derby horse on coke?
Bath salts.
The whole race is, of course, and it explains it, of course. Is this you're doing, Baffert? I can't. I just assume that there's a trainer out there, absolutely, whose hand was heavy-handed about the cocaine-snorting horse, and now, of course, it runs from the back and catches everybody and then tries to eat all the other horses.
The jockey says, if you win this race, I've got a bump in it for you.
More
what? You'll run faster. I'm not speaking from experience. Do it in the Preakness. Steve Kerr, you're going to go after everyone else on your BS code nonsense, then go after your own. Steph said, there's no comparison to what Brooks and Jordan Poole did, unless it happened to Steph. Then Draymond Green would do a podcast and compare them. It's a total joke. When did Brian McCann become a Golden State Warrior? Like, they're the rulers of the player code? Get the hell out of here. Who are they? They're the dirtiest player in the league.
Who's that? Draymond?
Yeah. He's one of them.
I love, I don't know if you've seen how Colin Cowherd has changed his opinion on Draymond over the years. He called his skill set totally replaceable a few years ago, and then Draymond joined his podcast network, and Cowherd changed it to, outside of Steph, the most important warrior in 25 years.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Eddie play.
That's how you do it if you're Colin.
So yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Sugats became friends with Adam Gase overnight.
My boy. Rich Strike. That's how you shoot the gap. The Kentucky Derby is better without Bob Baffert. So tired of everything Formula One. Grid this.
Oh, no.
Martin Brundle that.
Oh, no.
Fake Marina. Fake everything. Fake city.
Oh, no.
Get out of this fake city and never come back.
Wow.
Enough. We'll took our eyes off the year. Prize. The
ten
next
years.
10 years.
Yeah.
I know. But the V in Verstappen stands for vroom vroom. Alex Albon, huge point for Williams. Mercedes, George Russell, do it on Sunday. Scuderia Ferrari, getting a little too comfortable with second place. Sorry, Woody. Al Horford, game of milliseconds. 22 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 0 turnovers, and textbook defensive stances. You know what that is, Dan?
It's Al Horford.
It is Al Horford. You are right.
Al Horford almost went to Milwaukee and stole one from Giannis. On a day Tatum couldn't do anything against Wesley Matthews,
second away.
Al Horford was so close to stealing one. Raining down threes.
He's so good.
What the hell, I mean?
You got nothing?
I got nothing because I was thinking about Sam Cassell playing defense yesterday. Do you guys see that?
No.
Sam Cassell on the sideline while the Sixers are on defense.
He's so animated on the sidelines.
He's down.
That was the thing that stole the show going to the Heat Sixers games. That dude is so animated all the time.
He's down in the stance. Arms out, moving laterally like he never did in his career. I'm like, where was this when you were playing?
To the men I saw playing golf on my golf course yesterday, who I know are married and have kids, I have just one question.
How?
Explain that one to me. How do you get away with that? Mother's Day.
So were you just walking around the golf course longing? I like have you like just like on like the fairway and the rough just like, oh, why?
Yes.
How are you playing?
How? Yes. My look wife at, is not allowing
Jessica,
me today.
Jessica's disgusted with you right why? Now.
I'm just such like a male like only men, only dads play golf and blah, blah, like women, blah, blah, blah. Like it's just come on.
No, there were plenty of
women. No, on Mother's Day.
It's on Mother's Day. There were plenty of women out there and they should have been out there. I don't understand what's
plenty
happening.
Plenty of women out there.
Plenty of women. No. Okay, got it. Never mind.
I mean, you're there right. were plenty. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm God. Saying that men should allow their wives to play golf or
allow
do whatever
their
it is.
Wives. They should allow
oh,
their
dear
wives.
God.
On Mother's
oh,
Day,
oh,
they
no.
should be playing.
Oh, no.
Get out of here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, Stugatz.
I walked right into that.
Walk it back.
Pull the ripcord.
Walk it back, Stugatz.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, men should allow
if
women.
If you're a man that has a child, you should be home doing whatever it is your wife wants you to do for her.
That okay? is different than allowing your wife to out of the cage.
They shouldn't be playing golf is my point. I want to know how they do it.
They meaning men, right?
Don't you hate it, Stugatz?
Yes.
And you're trying to make a point, like a noble point, and
yes.
we're just destroying you. Like, oh, so now they're allowing, huh?
I do hate it, yeah.
But only clean on Mother's Day. Every other day of the year, get out there and golf.
Just how? Just how?
He didn't mean for it to become all of this. God damn it.
All I said was how. Just picked it apart. She wasn't even listening.
Howie Mandel is right. The attack on Chappelle is the beginning of the end of comedy.
Because all wives are nags who want their husbands home to be at their beck and call one day of the year.
No. The wives don't want that. It is a husband's obligation, okay, to have the... It's her day. It's not their day, and they're making it all about them. It's her bleeping day. That's what I'm
saying.
She
should be allowed to have a day.
She should be allowed.
Every day. My wife has every day. I leave the house
he
on purpose
her, yeah.
because my wife,
you
yes.
allow her.
She doesn't want me there.
Like
yes.
Dirk.
Yes. But that day she wants me there. Because she wants to go do something else.
You're in the clear.
Thank you. Kick, save, and abuse. Took a while.
It took the whole show to try and help you.
Smetty, jeez.
The whole goddamn show is goaltending back there. And you keep doubling down on like, I'm not going to back off from allowed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to back off.
But I'm good.
The whole show. You had 10 goaltenders in here trying to do kick saves for you.
I just said how. I mean, I asked the question.
I understand. That's all it was.
You're how are they playing
you're
off?
Just that's asking. Just that's how. Right. You're just asking why women are allowed by their men to be out of the house.
No, you're not what I was asking. You're twisting my words
you,
again.
I feel for you, Stugatz. I know what's happening here.
You know what I was asking? I was asking how. Right. How? It's Mother's Day. How? I already saved it. Don't make me save it again. Giannis is 7 feet tall. Imagine Matt Geiger. I'm rattled now. Imagine Matt Geiger doing the things Giannis does on a basketball court.
That's a great name.
Top five funniest people to imagine doing what Giannis does.
Oster tag at the top of the key.
He's OLI.
Irvin Johnson, not Magic. The other Irvin Johnson. Imagine him.
Number five. Any one of these four, because they were all the same exact player. Will Perdue, Bill Wennington, Luke Longley, Bill Cartwright. Ostertag is great, but I think you'll like number four, Dan Issel.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Big Country Reeves.
Oh, man. He's regretting it now.
I am. Number three, Kareem. As skilled as he was, imagine him doing what Giannis
Skyhooks
does.
From the three-point line. Imagine that. That's the next evolution. That one's coming 30 years from now.
Number two. I didn't say it yet.
I know.
Matt Geiger. And number one. He was skilled. But again, imagine him doing the things that Giannis does on a basketball court. Dikembe Mutombo. Here come the Strohs. Michael Chandler has a boot. NBA, the 1990s, I mean the entire decade, is laughing at you. Is the Suns Maverick series ever going to start? How is James Harden already playing vintage James Harden games? I feel like he's in his prime. How are these vintage?
Yeah, all the analysis. He turned back time.
He's 32. He's 33.
To last year.
The MVP 2 years ago. Dan, if I'm the Sixers, I fly James Harden in on Tuesday on the latest flight out of Philly to Miami. That gets him here just in time for tip-off.
I put him on a train.
If he's a little late,
put him on a train.
So be it.
Private train. Nobody else allowed. No stops. No stops.
Then hungover.
No, not someplace in Lexington where there's a Tootsie's. Nothing. Just straight home. Straight. But Philadelphia.
He was so much better there.
Don't allow anywhere near anything where there is decadence.
Lost the first two in Miami. Won the next two in Philadelphia. Dan, you know what the Heat and Sixers have done? They've held serve.
I love it.
You know what the L and Luka should stand for? Lettuce. Chris Paul. I'd say pick on someone your own size, but you did.
14-year-old. Well done. Stugatz was dying to get in here. I was making so much fun of him because he did not like the 14 for 14 that Chris Paul was on a couple of weeks ago, but he did like the 14 years old of the fan that he went out after during the game.
I also love the two losses, the 5 points, the 6 fouls. I mean, I loved all of it.
All of it. Haters weekend buffet delight.
All four hockey series that have played at least 4 games are knotted at 2 games apiece. Hockey playoffs, greatest thing in sports.
Pretty good.
But no one cares about it.
That's not true. It's not no one. The hockey people do care about it. It's not no one.
Monday, no Ja Morant, 9:30 tip. You know what these eyes aren't seeing tonight? Warriors in Memphis. Hell out of here. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
We're going to do funniest thing from the sports weekend in the post game. We have not yet gotten to Jessica's F1 minute. So let's do that now. And you have a little more space if you need it, because you were an international superstar this weekend. Jessica came in and dominated F1. She guerrilla journalism hustled her way through the paddocks and the garages and ended up finding herself in the mix everywhere.
Well, I wasn't amazed by that. I knew she would do that. But being you and Witty both being like the voices of Miami for ABC, I was like,
very cool.
All right. Like, did we not just go through this whole horrible divorce with the Disney company less than 2 years ago? And all of a sudden you guys are.
They didn't.
That was my favorite part is like. You know, the Sky broadcast. So what happened is Sky is a main sports broadcaster in the UK. And so their reporter came up to us and asked us if he wanted to be a part of it. ESPN just simulcast their broadcast. It's so good. There's no point of trying to do another one. So they took our feed and they didn't realize the politics between Disney and us. So they asked us.
Well,
we represented
Miami. Well, we were never Disney employees. At least I was never a Disney employee.
They found the
two people on the Le Batard show that were not part of any sort of previous beef.
Horrible divorce, as described by Amin.
You'll be our Trojan horse. I will infiltrate them.
The F1 minute. Do you need more time or do you think
it's a minute? It's a minute, Dan. I don't understand why you're giving her more time. It's a minute.
Okay, a minute is
about a
minute.
I think I can do it. This is a longer one, but I think I can do it in a minute. My question is, you guys always start the music, and I don't know if I'm supposed to wait until the beat drops or not. So
yes, let's wait till the beep. Let's wait. Let's wait.
That was
not yet. It does not. It has not started yet. It has not started yet.
It hasn't started.
It is an official ruling. You can wait until the beat drops.
For the first time since 1959, the F1 stands for Florida. Dwayne Wade, the Williams sisters, Michelle Obama, Matt Damon, every celebrity in the world was at the Miami International Autodrome for the first ever Miami Grand Prix. The track is brand new. It's 100 degrees. We're analyzing asphalt. The circuit has 3 DRS zones and some fiddly bits under the turnpike. Saturday qualifying, Max Verstappen chokes on his final lap of Q3. He it, Dan. Charlotte Leclerc takes pole. Carlos is second. Ferrari in front. Mercedes problems are getting better, but they're still bad. Porpoises in Hard Rock Stadium. Here they're called Dolphins. Sunday, Martin Brundle makes an oopsie. Winning hour on ABC at 500 degrees outside. Lights out and away we go in Miami. Aston Martin starts from the pit lane. Mike Crack, what have you done? Lewis Hamilton is struggling in 8th. Verstappen beats out Sainz at turn 1. Lap 9. Verstappen overtakes Leclerc with DRS. Verstappen has a comfy lead. Behold, the DRS train of Baby Lando is a passenger. Is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? It's 1,000 degrees. Please, God, let it rain. Everyone pits. Verstappen's ahead. Lap 41, a safety car. Baby Lando has crashed. The cars are bunched up. There's a restart. Hamilton and Russell are dueling for 5th and 6th. Sorry, Valtteri. Leclerc can't get Verstappen. Russell can't get Lewis. Gasly retires. Vettel retires. I have retired. It's 1,000,000 degrees. The lead holds. The M in Miami stands for Mad Max Verstappen. Verstappen and Leclerc Sainz are on the podium. Ferrari still in first.
Crushed it, though. You crushed
excellent
it.
Work.
Crushed
it. Excellent yes. work.
That's yes. what support work. Sounds like, by
that
the way.
Hard.
Great job.
That was very difficult.
Yes. The horse that won the Kentucky Derby wants what you're having.
Before we end the segment, Doc Rivers joins us quickly in studio. I thought you said the guys had faith in DeAndre Jordan, Doc.
Well, Dad, I mean, that's a great question. It's a very handsome question, Dad. They do. It's just they have more faith in Embiid.
How do you feel about Lawrence Fishburne playing you in the FX series with Ed O'Neill about Donald Sterling?
You know, I hadn't even heard about it until I came in and Sam told me it was going on. I like Lawrence Fishburne. He's great.
Second one was so much better.
He's got more range than Ben Simmons.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.